Dear Lord Jesus, as you continue to reveal and teach us on the matter of how can we make your done on the earth as in heaven.
主，我们感谢你，愿你继续的教导我们如何使你的旨意成就在地上，如同成就在天上。
We ask that you open our ears to hear and our hearts to obey.
也求你开我们的耳朵，也使我们的心愿意顺服。
May we truly vessels of use that you can use to have your will done through us.
让我们成为你手中可用的器皿。
Serve yourself to yourself for your purpose.
愿你自己按着你自己的旨意向我们说话。
And make us overcomers and we endure to the last.
也使我们成为那得胜者，能够忍耐到底。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
So I realized a little bit already in August that I haven't shared all my thoughts last time. So
我上次分享是在八月份，但我也觉得我的这个负担还没有全部的讲完。
Yeah, last time in August we considered the book of Judges.
因为上次我就分享到了士师记。
And we learn from the chosen people of God on the matter of how we can make His will done on earth as in heaven.
我们就一同来学习，来思想，作为他神的儿女，我们如何的使他的旨意能够成就。
Mostly from their failures.
事实上，更多的从是看到从他儿女的失败当中来学习。
As a people as a whole, they have fallen in a declension.
因为我们知道以色列人他们整体来说是在一个下降的一个退后的一个态度 的形态里面。
They had come from their position of power and strength and faith and victory in Gilgal.
我们记得他们从吉甲的时候，他们那时候是蛮有能力，蛮有得胜。
But now they were in broken, weeping, in unfaithfulness and in defeat.
但之后他们就经历了失败，他们在那里也有哭泣。
And it was because, as it was stated, that at that time there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what's right in his own eyes.
并且士师记最后也那里也告诉我们说，以色列人中没有王，个人任意而行。
Their king was actually in their midst all the time.
但其实他们的王是一直在他们的中间的。
But they just failed to somehow to obey and follow him.
但是他们却没有能够看到，也没有能够顺服。
So they were not seeing their king.
所以他们没有见、看到、认识到他们的王。
So they lost their power to fight.
所以他们也失去了征战的能力。
And instead of gaining the territory allotted to them.
所以他们没有得着已经分给他们的那些地图。
They actually lost ground.
甚至呢，他们还失去了他们的地图。
And they were serving their enemies.
他们不得不来服侍那些他们本来是他们仇敌的。
They have ceased to be a people of witness for their God.
他们也失去了为神做见证的这个份。
And they have lost their separation from the world.
他们也失去了与世人有分别的这个份。
But when we look at the big picture, and we at the same time see the mercy and grace of their God and our God.
但是我们看这个历史的时候，我们也看到当神施怜悯的时候。
As in the same period, we saw. God raised Boaz and Ruth and Naomi and to prepare the coming of the Messiah, the King.
我们知道像比如说主后面他那里兴起了波阿斯，兴起了拿尔米，兴起了路德，来使他的这个王能够在这里出来。
And we need to read this in parallel with our personal Christian walk and experience and also the church history.
我们读这些的时候，我们也联系到我们个人在主里的这个生命，也甚至也包括教会在主面前的光景。
When the whole body, the whole church of the Lord can no longer be his witness.
当 这个整体的这个教会他的这个见证在失落的时候
He would raise his chosen vessels and through them his will can be done on earth.
神他就会拣选他合用的器皿来使他的旨意得到成就。
So today we will turn from the general conditions of the people of God back then to the judges that were raised by God to deliver them.
所以今天我们已经看过了这个以色列人他们整体的情形，但今天我们会看一些具体的这些神所兴起的事师。
And later on we'll come to this point.
然后我们回到之前的这一点。
So, let's again read the our theme verse.
所以我们开始的时候也再来读我们主题的经文。
It's Matthew 6:10.
就是马太六章十节。
Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, as in heaven so upon the earth.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And then let's turn to Hebrews 11:32.
我们再翻到希伯来书11章32节。
And it's related what I'm burdened to share today.
这也是我今天所负担要分享的。
And what more do I say? For the time would fail me telling of Gideon, and Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, and David, and Samuel, and of the prophets.
三十二节，我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。
The names of four judges are mentioned here, listed.
那这里提到了四位的士师。
Actually, the accounts of the four judges they occupy the greater portion of the main body of the book of Judges.
那其实这位四位士师的故事呢，在士师记里面占了很大的篇幅。
And there are two others in chapter 3, I will also touch on as well.
那在士师记第三章那边然后还有另外两位士师我也会提到。
And what is it to do this verse through with Matthew 6:10? The will of God being done on earth as in heaven.
那我们所读的这个32节与我们的主题经文就是神的旨意在地上成就有什么关系呢
So for a clear context, let's also read Hebrews 10.
那这个我们要明白这个上下文我们也再来读希伯来书的第十章。
Let's read verses 35 to 39.
就是35到39节。
Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense, for ye have need of endurance, in order that having done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. For yet a little, very little while, he that comes will come, and will not delay, but the just shall live by faith and of faithAnd if he draw back, my soul does not take pleasure in him. But we are not drawers back to perdition, but of faith to saving the soul.
三十五节，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
So here we read that, you read the will of God. So through the chosen, those pioneers of faith, God's will, was accomplished in them.
所以这里我们看到这里提到了神的旨意神就是要借着他所拣选的 这些器皿来行完神的旨意
And from here actually it leads to chapter 11 how we can live by faith expanded in chapter 11.
然后他提到这一点之后就把我们带到了11章那里就给我们更多的看到如何活出这一点。
And the main The men and women of faith are listed there in chapter 11 for XR examples.
因为11章里面就提到了这些信心的这些人, 他们就做我们的榜样。
So in this passage, in chapter Hebrew 10:35-39, it is so rich and so much encouragement.
所以第十章这里35到39节就给我们何等的这个鼓励。
And brothers have shared on different themes of from that passage.
那我们不同的弟兄也有从这里给我们一些分享。
So the will of God and how can the will of God be done? So we shall live by faith.
所以神的旨意如何能够被行出来呢? 就是我们要因信而生得生。
We're looking for that recompense, that promise or reward.
并且我们的盼望乃是在那大的赏赐。
In view of his coming.
并且是看到他要来这一点。And
for that, we need endurance or overcoming.
那为此我们就忍耐。As
we, the hymn we just sang.
也就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌一样。And
it's for the salvation of our soul.
然后至终以致灵魂得救。So
there's so much here, but we don't have time to touch on all of them. But they are all related and brothers share up on all those themes.
所以我们看到这短短的一段里面有很多的重点, 我们可能没有时间来讲完。
And this also turned to chapter 11.
然后这也把我们带到了11章。
So from verse 33 to verse 40, so that long passage. So we read so many forms of how the faith of a man of God, a woman of God, was exhibited.
然后在11章的33节开始，我们就看到了许多具体的例子，提到这些信心里面的男人、信心里面的女人，他们是如何来显出他们的信心。So
in some cases, it seems that they were failures. They were defeated. But no, they were victors.
有时候我们也看到一些好像讲到他们的失败、他们的退后，但其实不是的。我们也看到他们的，但是我们更看到他们的信心。And
in verse 33, we read that they obtained their promises.
并且33节里面提到说他们得了应许。And
in 39, we read that they did not receive the promise.
但39节那里却说却能为得着所应许的。
So actually they have obtained their promises of God. They have obtained, as he said there, their witnesses and they are waiting to receive the promises.
所以这里既讲到了他们从神那里得了应许，他们也为此做了美好的证据，但是又提到他们能为得着所应许。
And in that they have a great hope.
但是在这当中，他们就有那个盼望。They hope for
that heavenly city.
他们盼望那属天的城。As
we are hoping.
就像我们如今也盼望一样。
And it's very precious to read the end in verse 40.
然后第40节就给我们何等的宝贵的话语。
39 and 40. And these all having obtained witness through faith, did not receive the promise. God having foreseen some better thing for us, that they should not be made perfect without us.
39:40节，这些人都因信得了美好的证据，却能为得着所应许的。因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
It is so much a precious plan of God that God intends to include us in that.
神的旨意是何等的宝贵，他竟然愿意把我们也包括在这个里面。So
so that's really as we study again on this matter of faith and how we make the will of our God on earth as in heaven.
所以当我们再一次来看这里信心的故事，再一次来思想如何使他的旨意成在地上，行在地上，如同行在天上。
As Brother Simin, I sense the burden on our brother recently in the past few months. He shared on we need to consider the end of the way of the life of the pioneers.
我也想到过去几周，特别是施敏弟兄的分享，都是讲到这个负担。我们当思想这些为人的结局。
What's the outcome? What's the result? What's the issue of their faith?
就是我们一生的结果，我们一生的结束，这个果子是什么？
And that's much to do with the way the ways of their lives and their conversation in the world.
那这些就与我们行事为人相关。
And that's much to do also with spiritual warfare.
同时这也与我们知道的这个属灵的征战相关。
And as Brother Dana shared in May, as I remember, he shared on the fight of faith.
我也想起之前 Dana 弟兄在五月份有交通道，我们在信心里的征战。
But most of the time is the faith of God and the fight of God himself. Most of the time is the faith of God and fight of God himself.
并且是其实这个信心的征战呢，是神在那里为我们征战。
So we need to let God through us, so His will can be done through us on earth.
我们所要的乃是让神能够通过我们显出来。
Now let's start to study how we can glean from the records of the pages about the judges to learn from the positive side and also the negative side.
所以我们现在也可以同来看士师记里面的这些记载，他们不仅讲到了正面的，也讲到了反面的。
So as we just said that the people of God, they failed to no longer to be witness, be able to be witness for their God.
我们之前也提过，就是整体来说，这百姓已经失去了他们为神做见证的这个地位。
So they fell into cycles of disobedience, defeat, and then discipline of God, and then because of God's mercy, deliverance of God.
他们就落在一个循环里面，就是他们在那里退后，我违背神，落在仇敌的手里，然后神的怜悯又显出来，兴起一位士师，但是不久他们又退后，这样一个循环里面。
And as we read, we sense that the cycle seems to be going downward.
并且我们读士师记也感到这个循环好像是越来越往下走。
So as we read, may we be encouraged that we don't want to go toward that direction.
所以当我们读的时候，我们应当提醒自己，我们不愿意也像他们那样走向那个往下的这个循环。
Let's first read, so I mentioned there, in Hebrews, 11, as we just read, there are four, judges mentioned there.
刚才我也提到在希伯来书11章有提到四位的士师。
And there are two, with details, more details, too. There are others mentioned, but these other two also, have more details of their accounts.
那其中的两位是有比较详细的记述。
Let's read first, chapter 3.
我们来看。
Just to get a little bit background, I wonder if you have recently read, Judges again. Otherwise, you will need to recollect, about the backgrounds of those judges.
那不知道弟兄姊妹们最近有没有读士师记，那如果没有，我们就一同来看第三章，这里可能需要一些更多的背景。
So chapter 3, the first judge is Othniel.
在第三章这里第一位提到的士师是俄陀涅。
Yeah, let's read verses 7 to 10.
第七到第十节。
And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Jehovah, and forgot Jehovah their God, and served the Baals and Asherahs. And the anger of Jehovah was hard against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years, and the children of Israel cried to Jehovah, and Jehovah raised up a savior to the children of Israel.Who saved them? Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother.
以色列第七节，以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，忘记耶和华他们的神，去侍奉朱巴利和亚瑟拉，所以耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在美索不达米亚王古山利沙田的手中。以色列人服侍古山利沙田八年。以色列人呼求耶和华的时候，耶和华就为他们兴起一位拯救者救他们，就是加勒兄弟基纳斯的儿子俄陀念。
And first part of verse 10, and the Spirit of Jehovah was upon him.
然后第十节这里说，耶和华的灵降在他身上。
So the people of God failed even to see their king, so he raised a savior.
这里我们看到以色列人他们忘记耶和华他们的神，但是神还是为他们兴起一位拯救者。
So we read that the Othniel was raised by God, and the Spirit of God came upon him.
所以这里我们读到俄陀涅他是神所兴起的，并且神的灵降在他身上。
It's not by his own endeavor or zeal to do things for God.
所以并不是因着他自己的热心他要为神做什么事。
And one important point I learned from Othniel is that in chapter 1 of Judges and even in the book of Joshua, we learn that
那关于俄陀涅，我们也知道，我们查考的时候就知道在四世纪的第一章以及在约书亚记里面。
So Caleb was about to conquer a city.
都提到说加勒他在那里要得着他自己的城。
And so I feel that Caleb was trying to train the new generation. So he asked who will come up to conquer the city for me.
所以我会感觉加勒好像在那里，他愿意训练下一代的人，所以他在那里说，谁能攻打这个城呢？
If someone does it, then he will give his daughter to that man.
如果谁能攻取这个城，我就把我女儿给他为妻。
So we may feel that it's because of Caleb's daughter Exa that he came up to fight for God.
所以我们读的时候好像会觉得哦，那这个俄陀涅是为了得着，为了娶加勒的女儿，所以他起来要夺取那城。
That may be one of the reasons, but there must be a calling from God first.
当然这可能也是其中的一个原因，但是我们也是读到是神兴起他来。
The calling of in the position of when they were in Gilgal.
所以在基甲的时候，神就呼召俄陀涅。
So to have God's will done, as we exercise on earth as in heaven.
所以当我们要行出来，要使神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上的时候。
So it's important for us also to continue to gain experience.
所以就需要我们不断的来经历，来得着。
So Othniel, the nephew of Caleb, he was very experienced in warfare before he was raised up to deliver his people.
所以在第三章这里提到俄陀涅被兴起之前，我们就知道他是在征战里面是有操练的人。
And I remember experience is very important, and I remember a passage from Romans.
所以这个经历，这个操练就让我想起在罗马书中的话。
Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4.
罗马书五章三四节，
And not only that, but we also boast in tribulations, knowing that tribulation works endurance, and endurance experience, and experience hope.
罗马书三章五章三四节，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Yeah, we Christians are always in some kind of warfare or tribulations.
我们基督徒也是会在这些征战或者说患难里面的。
And in the passage we read from Hebrews 10, the author said we have need of endurance.
然后希伯来书第十章那里也提醒我们，我们是需要有忍耐的。
And endurance will produce experience.
那罗马书这里就告诉我们忍耐生老练。
And in that experience, then we have that hope.
然后这个老练或者说经历就使我们生出盼望来。
That heavenly hope.
这是属天的盼望。
Yeah, so, Othniel, yeah, so this is the first judge, God raised to deliver his people.
所以这就是俄陀涅，这是神兴起的第一位士师的故事。
Even the people were in their unfaithfulness.
虽然百姓已经在这个不忠心的这个光景里面。
Let's move to, then in the same chapter, chapter 3, another judge with a great account of what he did, Ehud.
然后第三章里面又记载了另外士的一位士师，他的名字就是以物。
Let's just read a little background.
然后我们也读一点他的背景。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
三章十二节。
And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of Jehovah. And Jehovah strengthened, Egon, the king of Moab, against Israel because they did evil in the sight of Jehovah.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就是摩亚王以基伦强盛攻击以色列人。
And 15, verse 15.
十五节。
And the children of Israel cried to Jehovah, and Jehovah raised them up a savior, Ehud the son of Gera, the Benjaminite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel send a gift to Eglon, king of Moab.
十五节，以色列人呼求耶和华的时候，耶和华就为他们兴起一位拯救者，
and so、the,
就是便雅悯人基拉的儿子以户，他是左手便利的。以色列人托他送礼物给摩亚王以基伦。
And so there is the account of how he did, to the king of Moab.
然后接下去就是记述了以户如何去见这个摩亚王。
And when I read it, every time I thought about a famous, very heroic event in the Chinese history.
那当我这读这一段的时候，我就也常常想到一个中国很出名的这个历史的故事。
So the first emperor, of China, he was about to unify all the little countries to become the first emperor of China.
那就是我们中国历史上那第一位的皇帝，他就快要统一整个国家。
So the man that built the Terracotta Army,
他有很强大的军队。
他就是建兵马俑秦始皇。
他就是建兵马俑的秦始皇。
So a man was very zealous, a patriotic for his country.
那有一个人呢，他是很爱他之前的这个国家。
And he did an act. He had an act very similar to what Ehud did.
那他也行了一件跟以户很相似的事情。
But he failed.
但是他失败了。
In that case.
在他的情他的事他的身上。
And Ehud, succeeded.
但是这里以户他却成功了。
荆轲刺秦王。
It's the story of 荆轲刺秦王。
Yeah, in Chinese. So he's left-handed, so he approached the king of Moab and he drew the sword and killed the king.
那这里我们读到以户他接近了摩亚王，然后就拔出剑来把他刺死了。
So we read from this passage that Ehud was raised up by God.
这里我们也看到是神兴起以户。
So patriotism is not enough.
所以我们看到他光光有这个爱国爱他这个民族的心是不够的。
Sometimes we have passion, zeal to do things for God.
那同样我们有时候也有这个热心。
But we must clear there is a calling and there is a very clear burden.
但我们要注意的是，你需要有一个很清楚的呼召，清楚的负担。
And why? So, he must have a lot of guts just to approach the king instead of his followers, but the king.
所以这里我们看到以户他去来到这个王的面前，他一定是需要很多的勇气。
So, it's important that in this warfare, in our tribulation sufferings, in the fight, we see very clearly, we are not just dealing with some annoying little spirits.
所以这也就提醒到我们在我们的属灵征战里面，我们并不只是面对一些令人烦恼的这些好像小恶魔一样。
So even in our daily decisions,
而是在每天的这个行为里面。
Everyone is a battle.
我们在每一个我们所经历的征战里面。
We can either win for God or we lose.
我们或者得胜，或者我们失败。
So it's very clear we need to see what we are struggling with.
所以我们要看到我们这些征战里面的这个挣扎是什么。
It's a strong man as Jesus told us. We need to find it first.
我们要看到我们这个征战里面乃是我们面对的是一位很强壮有力的人。
We are dealing with the Beelzebub.
就像在马太福音里面主耶稣也提到的那位壮士就是别西卜鬼王别西卜。
The prince of the world.
他也是这个世界的王。
So otherwise, if we don't, gain the ground, we fail, then instead of having, God's will done, we have the enemy's will done.
所以在这样的情形下若不是我们为主来站立得住得着这个地图我们就是被仇敌掳去失去了这个地图。
So this is another point I learned from Judge Iha.
对这就是从这个士师以户身上我们可以学习的。
Let's turn to the next judge, who was named on the list of the pioneers of faith in Hebrews.
那我们再看下一位希伯来书里面所记载的信心的这些士师
is Barak,
就是巴拉克巴拉
So the account of Barak and yeah it is in chapter 4 and chapter 5
就是第四章第四世纪四章五章记述了他的故事
Yeah, let's read again just a little bit background chapter 4Verses 1 and 2.
我们来读一点它的背景就是在第四章的一二节。
And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of Jehovah. Now Ehud was dead. And Jehovah sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. And the captain of his army was Sisera, who dwelt in Arosheth going, and the children of Israel cried to Jehovah, for he had 900 chariots.
第四章，以户死后，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们赋予在下所作王的迦南王耶宾手中，他的将军是西西拉，住在外邦人的夏罗舍。耶宾王有铁车900辆，他大大欺压以色列人20年，以色列人就呼求耶和华。
So they have experienced God's deliverances many times.
所以他们又一次经历了这样的这个循环的这个经历。
But now they fell to another cycle of disobedience and unfaithfulness.
就是他们再次这样不忠心不顺服的这个循环。
God's will cannot be done through them.
那神的旨意就不能在他们当中行出来。
And also verse 4.
那我们再读第四节。
And Deborah of a prophetess, the wife of Lebidah, just Israel at that time.
第四节，有一位女先知名叫狄波拉，是拉比多的妻，当时做以色列的士师。
And then verse 6, and she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said to him, Hath not Jehovah the God of Israel commanded, go and draw together Mount Tabor?And take with thee 10,000 men of the children Naphtali and of the children Zebulun.
第六节，他打发人从拿弗他利的基底斯将亚比乃焉的儿子巴拉招了来，对他说：“耶和华以色列的神吩咐你说，你率领一万拿弗他利和希伯伦人上他伯山去。”
And then, I want to first read verses 8 and 9.
然后看第八、第九节。
And so this is the response of Barak. He said, If thou goest with me, then I will go. But if thou goest not with me, I will not go. And she said, Deborah said, I will by all means go with thee, only that it will not be to thy honor upon the way which thou goest. For Jehovah will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman.
然后第八节，巴拉回答说：“你若同我去，我就去；你若不同我去，我就不去。”底波拉说：“我必与你同去，只是你在所行的路上得不着荣耀，因为耶和华要将西西拉交在一个妇人手里。”
So, when I read about these judges, sometimes I wonder, why some of them even are counted, to be, men or women of faith.
那当我读这一段的时候，我就想，为什么在希伯来书里面还是记载了巴拉他是信心的人？
The other judges as well.
然后也包括迪波拉。
But we need to see this as God, without our own, plan or vision or zeal or passion.
所以我们就看到在神的面前啊，并不是我们的这些计划、我们的热心、我们的所想的。
But God will adjust. The Lord will adjust for us as we are learning.
但是当我们在学习的时候，神他就会调整我们的道路。
So we see at a very crucial point that some seem to start with a very weak faith. But God still can call His Spirit to come upon those vessels.
那像这里我们就看到，虽然有的人，他们开始的时候，他们是在一个很软弱的光景里面，但是神还是能够使用他的灵来改变。
We know they were not perfect, as we are not perfect.
他们并不是完全的人，就像我们也不完全一样。
Not at all in our faith.
是在我们的信心当中，我们都不完全。
And again, is the faith of God, the faith of the Son of our Lord Jesus.
但是是神给我们的这个他儿子的信心。
So at those moments that God can still raise those vessels seem to have weak faith and to walk through them and to have His will done.
所以我们就看到神兴起的这些器皿，他们起初却是在这个软弱的信心里面，但是神要借着他们行出他的旨意来。
But in Barak case, we see that to a certain point, God was looking, and he didn't see any man at all can come up even to deliver his people.
在巴拉的这个例子里面，好像我们看到神在那里寻找一个人来拯救他的百姓，但是他却找不着。
So he raised a woman, Deborah.
他可能或者说他都找不着一个男人来拯救，他只能兴起狄波拉。
And then, you know, Deborah sensed that it's not the right order. So I got to find a man that can do with me.
那狄波拉就也他意识到说，这在神那里并不是一个正确的次序，所以他在那里说，我还要找着一位男人来行这件事情。
But、again, we see the reluctancy in Barak.
我们在从巴拉的回答中，我们看到他实在是很不情愿的。
But again, it's the fight of God, it's the faith of God. So God still can use Barak together with Deborah to accomplish His will.
但是这是神的征战，神是能够使用巴拉和狄波拉来成就。
But this is something we ought to avoid.
We ought to
avoid.
但是这却是我们应当学习避免的事情。
Men or women, sisters and brothers, we need to exercise our faith directly toward God, not through another person.
因为我们在基督里面，弟兄姊妹，我们都应当学习，就是自己与神有这个信心的操练，而不是要借着另外一个人。
It's true, there are so many precious brothers and sisters with us that we can learn from them, and from the fellowship with them, we receive love.
是的，我们都有弟兄姊妹，我们能够互相学习，并且在交通中不断的在神面前长进。
But it doesn't mean that we need to have the intermediate faith to have God's will done through us.
但是就着神的旨意来说，我们个人并不需要借着另外一个人来使神的旨意成就。
And as it's also important to have this order.And I remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul was touching on this and he said, it's on account of angels.
并且我们这里也看到在神里面的一个神所定的次序，就如保罗在哥林多前书第十章在那里提到因为着天使的缘故。
But at the same time, we see men or women as long as they are faithful to God, God can use them.
那我们也看到，无论是男人还是女人，在神里面你忠心的话，神能够使用你。
There are so many examples that he left to us by Sister Barbara, right?
我们也知道很多这样的例子，就是我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，也是姊妹一位姊妹所写的。
And on that list of people of faith, there are female vessels.
并且我们看到希伯来书里面所列的这些信心的人物中，也有很多的女性。
And even like here we read about Deborah.
那这里我们也读到了。迪波拉的故事
and the next chapter, chapter 5, the whole chapter is a song.
然后下一章第五章整章是一首诗歌
which Deborah sang to God. It's probably the longest song in the sacred pages that we have.
然后整首诗歌都是这个迪波拉所写的，可能都是圣经里面最长的一首诗歌。
And also later on, we also we read about a woman vessel, Jael.
并且在其中我们也看到也有兴起一位这个神的器皿就是雅意，她也是一位女子。
So he gave the death stroke to the captain, Sisera.
她在那里就是她击打西西拉把她杀死。
And she was praised by Deborah also in her song.
所以我们在迪波拉的诗歌里面，我们看到他称赞这位女子雅意。
So God is looking for men or women of faith.
所以神在那里拣选这些信心的人，包括男人也包括女人。
To have His will done.
来使他的旨意成就。
His chosen vessels.
成为他所拣选的器皿。
Let's turn to the next judge.
我们也再看下一位的士师。
It's Gideon.
就是基甸。
Yeah, his account, is in chapter 6-8.
是在第六章和第八到第八章。
Yeah, let's just read a few verses for our background.
我们为着上下文，我们也读几节的经文。
Judges chapter 6, verse 1.
第六章第一节。
And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Jehovah, and Jehovah delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手里七年。
And then verse 6.
第六节。
And Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midian, and the children of Israel cried to Jehovah.
以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，就呼求耶和华。
In their sinning and unfaithfulness, they still remember to cry out to their God again.
他们是在最终在这个不顺服里面，但是他们还记得要呼求耶和华。
And then verses 11 and 12.
然后十一节。
And the angel of Jehovah came and sat under the terebinth that was in Ophrah.That belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat in winepress to secure it from the Midianites. And the angel of Jehovah appeared to him and said to him, Jehovah is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.
十一节，耶和华的使者到了俄弗拉，坐在亚比以谢族人约阿斯的橡树下。约阿斯的儿子基甸正在酒榨那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。耶和华的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。”
And verse 14.
十四节。
And Jehovah looked upon him and said, "Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of Midian."
十四节，耶和华观看基甸说：“你靠着这能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人，不是我差遣你去的吗？”
So now they are in this not yet another cycle of unfaithfulness, discipline, and then deliverance.
所以我们这里再次看到一个循环，就是以色列人的不忠心，神的管教。
So because of the oppression of Midian, they hid themselves in caves, in caverns.
这里我们读到，因着米甸人的压迫，以色列人要躲在山洞里面。
And there is a vessel Gideon. He was there threshing wheat, waiting for his God to call him.
这里我们看到基甸他在那里主在那里打麦子，但是他也在那里等候神的呼召。
And maybe we still remember more of his account. And so, as he was waiting, and the call came to him.
当他等候的时候，这个神的呼召就临到他。
And at the beginning, his faith was a little bit weak.
我们记得起初的时候，他的信心是软弱的。
So he asked for different signs as we read, to strengthen his faith.
当我们读的时候，我们明知道他在那里求不同的神迹，因为他的信心是软弱的。
And God, just answer him and give him and strengthen his faith.
但是神就在那里。也向他显出这些神迹，回应他，要来刚强他的信心。
So it's a matter of the willingness in us whether we have that heart for God. Even sometimes our hearts are weak, but the Lord can strengthen us.
所以这就讲到我们的心，我们向着主的心是如何的。虽然有时候我们是软弱的，但是如果我们向主有这个心，他就能够来刚强我们。
As we are in the positions that, as they were in Gilgal.
我们就好像在基甲那里。
It's a place of strength and power of God.
因为这是神显能力的地方。
And so then, his faith strengthened, but there's something else we need to do.
这里我们看到基甸他的信心得到了刚强，但是还有更多神要他做的。
There is not clear separations between us and the world.
就是在那里没有一个清楚的分别，就是我们和这个世界的分别。
So God aroused him to even to remove idols even from his father's house, and that that caused a lot of controversy even with his people.
所以神就叫基甸起来，就要除去他家里的偶像，他也因此在他家中造成了这个混乱。
But with that faith from God, he did it, and then he built an altar to God.
然后借着神给他的这个信心，他就行了这件事情，然后又为神做了一个祭坛。
And so we see his the process of his faith. So first he had weak faith. He asked for signs, and God gave him his faith. And then from there, he obtained the peace from God, Jehovah Shalom. He built an altar to God.
所以这里我们就看到基甸他这个信心的旅程。起初他的信心是软弱的，他也向神求神迹，神就答应他，给了他信心。然后在之后，他也能够得着了神的平安，建了这个耶和华沙龙的坛。
And at that point, that he worshipped God.
然后那时候他就能够敬拜神。
And then after that, he started to fight.
那在这之后，他才能够起来征战。
And very interesting, God wanted to show Gideon is the fight of faith, as Brother Dana shared. It's most of the fight would be by God himself.
然后之后我们看到的故事也很有意思，就提醒我们这是出于信心的征战，是神的征战。
So when the people of Israel, they heard the call to fight with their enemy, 32,000 came out.
因为当以色列人听到这个呼召要去打仗的时候，有32,000人出来。
But not all were ready.
但是不是所有人都已经预备好了。
So at the end, only 300 were children.
所以到最后只有300人蒙拣选
ready vessels,
他们成为神的器皿
to have the will of God done through them,
来使神的旨意从他们身上行出来
and to show that this is my fight, the fight of God,
并且显出这个征战是在神的手中
is by God, not by horse or by man,
是征战是靠着神而不是靠着车马或者靠着人。
And we also learn that, so there is a group of people from Ephraim, the Ephraimites, they argue with Gideon afterwards.
但之后我们也读到这个以法连人来与基甸争吵的故事。
And we learn that Gideon, he was a peacemaker.
我们看到基甸他也是寻求和睦的人。
So he used a conciliatory approach to them.
所以他就在那里用这些柔软的话跟他们说。
So he turned their focus to their enemies, not to within.
他好就让这个以法莲人端要注意在他们的仇敌身上，而不是他们内部里面。
We all have a lot of issues in even a small church, right? But we need to know the fight is without enemy, not within.
所以我们知道，即使在很小的教会里面，我们也要提醒我们彼此提醒，我们的征战是与我们仇敌外面的仇敌征战，而不是与教会里面来征战。
So we read a lot of these from Paul's epistles.
我们也想起保罗在他书信里面的话。
And at the same time, we learn, so we review the points of strength we can learn from Judge Gideon.
那这里我们从基甸的故事里面来学着他的能力的所在。
But he had weaknesses as we have.
但是他也是一个软弱的人，像我们有软弱一样。
But we need to have all those weaknesses removed from us or even covered by our Lord.
但我们要求主从我们中间把我们的软弱挪去，或者让主来遮盖我们的软弱。
So particularly there is one thing he did. He made an ephod.
有一件事情基甸做的就是他之后他造了一个以弗德。
So ephod was a vest that put on the body of the priest for service.
我们知道以弗德是这个祭司他们侍奉的时候要穿的一件背心。
Probably Gideon had a good intention, but that ephod became a stumbling block to people and even to himself as you read about it.
可能基甸起初的时候是有一个好的意思来要造这个，但是我们知道之后这成了以色列人，甚至也成了他全家的网罗。
So we need to be careful as we are seeking the matter of having the will of God done.
所以当我们寻求来成就神的旨意的时候，我们也一定要小心。
And sometimes we fall into certain of the ways of things we do or forms.
有时候我们就落在我们做一些事情是一个形式。
And instead of having God's will done, it could become a hindrance.
然后就与其反而不能使神的成就，反而是来拦阻神的旨意成就。
Yeah, so and even after that, after Gideon died, the people weren't even grateful for what he did for them.
然后我们也看到基甸死后，百姓也并不感恩这个基甸为他们所行的。
So we see that the people in general in that period they were not really repentant. They were not Their crying was not genuine.
我们就看到以色列人在当时他们并没有一个真实悔改的心。
And then they fell into another cycle.
之后他们就又落在另一次的下一次的循环里面。
Then it came it came Judge Jephthah.
然后就来到了下一个的祭司耶弗他那里。
Chapter 10.
第十章。
In chapter 10 and chapter 12 about Jephthah.
第十章到十二章。
Let's read chapter 10, verses 6 and 7.
我们一同来读第十章第六到第七节。
And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of Jehovah, and served the Baals and the Asherahs and the gods of Syria and the gods of Zidon and gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and they forsook Jehovah and served him not. And the anger of Jehovah was hot against Israel, and he sold him into the hand of Philistines, and into the hand of the children of Ammon.
第六节，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利和亚斯他录，并亚兰的神、西顿的神、摩亚的神、亚门人的神、非利士人的神，离弃耶和华，不侍奉他。耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在非利士人和亚门人的手中。
And in verse 10, And the children of Israel cried to Jehovah, saying, We have sinned against thee, both Because we have forsaken our God and also served the Baals.
第十节，以色列人哀求耶和华说：“我们得罪了你，因为离弃了我们的神，去侍奉朱巴利。”
And then, chapter 11, verse 1.
第十一章第一节。
Now, Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a Halor. And Gilead had begotten Jephthah.
十一章第一节，基列人耶弗他是个大能的勇士，是妓女的儿子。耶弗他是基列所生的。
And verse 6,
第六节。
And they said to Jephthah, Come and be our captain, that we may fight against the children of Ammon.
那他们对耶弗他说，请你来做我们的元帅，我们好与亚门人征战。
Yeah, so here we is different. Even the conditions of the this a new judge.
这里我们看到
we learn that, yeah.
这里这位新的士师，他的情形是又不同。
We learn about his background.
我们不知道他太多的背景。
We learn about his background. He's the son of a harlot.
我们知道他的背景乃是他是妓女的儿子。
And he was even rejected by his brethren.
他也被他的兄弟所弃绝。
But at the time of trouble, the people, including his brethren, instead of crying to God, he cried to Jephthah. They cried to Jephthah.
但是他这些兄弟们在这个艰难的时候呢，他们并没有呼求神，而是反而来呼求这个耶弗他。
Can you be our leader, our deliverer to deliver us?
他就说请你来做我们的元帅，请你来帮助拯救我们。
And then, but so.And as we read verse 11,
当我们读到十一节
verse 8, sorry.
第八节。
And the elder of Gilead said to Jephthah, Therefore we have returned to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon, and behead over all of us, the inhabitants of Gilead.
第八节，基列的长老回答耶夫他说，现在我们到你这里来，是要你同我们去，与亚门人征战，你可以做基列一切居民的领袖。
And then Jephthah replied as such, and verse 9, And Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, If ye take me back to fight against the children of Ammon, and Jehovah give them up before me, shall I be your head?
第九节，耶夫他对基列的长老说，你们叫我回去与亚门人征战，耶和华把他交给我，我可以做你们的领袖吗？
So we see that the conditions of the people, they are in a time of need, they instead of turning to their God, they were looking for people to help them.
所以我们这里就看到百姓的光景，在他们有需要的时候，他们并没有仰望耶和华，而是他们在那里寻找一个人。
And Jephthah was there, and he's a man of ambition, self-ambition.
然后他们在那里就看到了有耶夫他，他也是一个很有雄心壮志的人。
He started with that, but God, as we just consider that God can still use a vessel.And to change that vessel, to tune that vessel, to be ready for his use.
或者说耶夫他他是一个有自我的这个野心的人，但是就是在这样的光景下，神也还使用了他。
And so in chapter 10, verse 29, we read that the Spirit of God came upon him.
然后11章29节说到耶和华的灵降在耶夫他身上。
Even he didn't have the...Both the people and Jephthah himself, they did not have the right motivation to start with.
虽然说这个百姓和耶夫他一开始他们的这个动机都是不好的，不是不正确的。
And we also read a few things about Jephthah.
那之后也读到了耶夫他的一些故事。
So he, since he was called by God to deliver his people, he made a vow.
当他意识到神来呼召他来拯救百姓的时候，他也 就是许了一个愿。
So it was an unlawful vow.
这并不是一个合法的合理的愿。
So basically he said if I came back from the victory and the first person comes out to greet me and he will sacrifice that person to God.
就是他在那里说如果我从征战平安的回来无论什么人第一个从我家里出来的我就要把他献给神。
And it happened to be his own daughter.
那最后就是甚至是他的女儿这样出来。
It was very sad.
所以这是一个很令人伤心的故事。
And so we sense also, even with the vessel, so we see the idea of the religious idea was not right there.
所以我们这里就看到他虽然成为神的器皿但他对神的认识却是不正确的。
So, but we don't need to repeat all this, I would call mistakes, but we need to be alert.
所以我们应当要小心我们不能来重复这里的他的这个错误。
And another contrast with, between Jephthah and Gideon is that Jephthah is not a peacemaker, was not a peacemaker.
那另外我们对比耶夫他和基列我们也看到他并不是一个寻求和睦的人。
The same group of Ephraimites, they, again, after the victory, they wanted to fight with Jephthah.
就是我们再一次看到当他们征战得胜之后以法连人又上来要来 与这个耶夫他争闹。
But this time Jephthah was very cruel. He just killed them.
但是耶夫他 这里我们看到耶夫他确实很残忍的他就把这些以法连人都杀了。
So we see this internal fight.
这里我们就看到他们这个内部的这个争斗。
Even in God's own church.
就是甚至我们也知道在神的教会里面。
We ought to have our focus, on that, the prince of the world.
教会他这个征战的中心应该是这个世上的王。
That should be our target.
那应当是我们的目标。
Then now let's come to the last judge mentioned in Hebrews.
我们最后来看希伯来书提到的最后一位士师。
It's Samson.
就是参孙。
And now they are under the oppression of the Philistines.
这里他们是在非利士人的逼迫底下。
Let's read just a little bit, chapter 13. So it occupies a record about Samson occupied the last four chapters, 13 to 16.
我们知道参孙的故事讲了四章，从十三章开始。
And as we learned that the rest of the book is just an appendix.
然后之后的士师记就好像是一个补上来的补。
好像一个附录。
好像一个附录一样。
Chapter 13, verses 1 to 5.
13章1到5节。
And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of Jehovah, and Jehovah gave them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years, and there was a certain man of Zoriah,of the family of the Danites, and his name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and did not bear. And the angel of Jehovah appeared to the woman and said to her, Behold now, thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and now beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat nothing unclean, for lo,Thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the boy shall be a Nazarite of God from the womb, and he shall begin to save Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
十三章，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华将他们交在非利士人手中四十年。那时有一个说拉人是属但族的，名叫马罗亚。他的妻不怀孕不生育，耶和华的使者向那妇人显现，对他说：“向来你不怀孕不生育，如今你必怀孕生一个儿子，所以你当谨慎，清酒浓酒都不可喝，一切不洁之物也不可吃。你必怀孕生一个儿子，不可用剃头刀剃他的头，因为这孩子一出胎就归神做拿细耳人，他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。”
So now we come to the very important point of being the point of Nazarite-ship.
然后这里我们就看到他讲到了这个很重要的拿细耳人。
Samson, before he was born, he was supposed to become a Nazarite to God, even as we read to his death.
那这里我们看到神说这个参孙他从出生到一生他都要做拿细耳人。
And so we read from the book of Numbers, what's the meaning of the Nazarite? We don't have time to go through that.
我们没有时间, 但我们知道民数记那里告诉我们拿细耳人是什么意思。
It's basically, it means separation to God himself.
就是简单的说就是他是分别出来归给神的。
And when we think of ourselves, we are redeemed, we are reborn to be his, all to be his narrowers, even to our death.
但我们思想我们自己,其实我们得赎,我们得重生,我们一生也当是要做拿细耳人的。
But we ask how much separation we have from the world and to God.
我们也问这个问题,说我们与这个世界有多少的分别,我们有没有分别出来归给神?
Our Nazarite is so precious. In which we find our strength and for the spiritual battle.
我们知道做拿细耳人是何等的重要,因为拿细耳人就告诉我们我们得力量的来源是什么。But
it was said as we read on, we found that Samson was often dominated by his essential physical side of him.
但是我们读三孙一生的故事,我们却知道他常常却是被他这个属肉体的情欲来主导的。He
took a Philistine woman as his wife.
他娶了一个非利士的女子为妻。And
he got into even a harlot.
甚至他后来又去找一个妓女。And
eventually he found a woman of his love, Delilah.
那最后他喜爱了一个妇人,名叫大利拉。
And through Delilah, he revealed the secret of his Nazarite-ship.
然后他就对大利拉讲出了他这个拿细耳人的秘密。
And he lost that.
然后他就失去了。How
can the world understand what's the secret of us with God?
这个世界怎么知道我们与神的这个秘密呢?
And if we reveal it, it's more about, they don't understand what's our secret, but it's more we don't care anymore about this precious relationship with our God, the Nazarite-ship.
这个世界它是不能够明白我们与神的秘密的,但是如果我们自己不再重视我们与神的这个秘密,我们就失去了这个能力。So
before our theme verse, in Matthew 6, so our Lord teaches us to pray, to give alms, to fast in secret.
在我们主题经文马太六章那里,在这个主导文之前,主就讲到了我们如何在暗中祷告,在暗中行善事。It's
no use to let the world know what we do.
因为这些事并不需要世界来知道。They
just don't understand.
因为他们也不明白。And
but we see, and we it's because of the background. So some often we think, oh, is then Samson a man of faith? He is counted, yes, he's on the list.
我们读参孙的故事,有时候也会想,他是不是真的一个有信心的人呢?
But we see his weaknesses and failures.
因为我们看到他的软弱,他的失败。Are
we better than him?
但是我们其实是否比参孙强呢?
Probably not.
可能也没有。We
we do not cherish our Nazarite-ship.
因为我们也常常不珍惜我们这个拿细耳人的份。But
we see at the end, at the crucial points, that God can, through our even, to arouse our faith in him and to his will done through his vessels.
但是我们看参孙的结局的时候,我们也看到神,他有这个能力在我们里面兴起这个信心来,来使他自己的旨意成就。So
in chapter 13, verse 25, it says, 13:25,
在13章25节,
the spirit of Jehovah began to move him.
那你说,耶和华的灵才感动他?
Began doesn't mean that the spirit war is forced way in a vessel. So we need to obey and let the work done through the Holy Spirit.
或者说耶和华的灵开始感动他, 但这里的意思乃是告诉我们, 我们需要顺服他, 顺服这个灵的感动。
It's just not the beginning. He want to walk through his vessels.
因为耶和华他愿意在他的这些器皿身上来工作。
But then we read many times, it says, the Spirit of God came upon him.
然后之后我们也读到好几次说耶和华的灵感动参孙。
So then we think about our Lord. He is the perfect Nazarene.
我们也想到我们的主，他是那一位完全的拿细耳人。
He is a model.
他是我们的这个模范。
And he is seeking his vessels the true Nazarites.
他也是那位真的拿细耳人。
To have his will done on earth as in heaven.
他是父神的旨意在地上成就。
As we read from Hebrews 7:29.
我们在希伯来书七章二十六节那里读到
Let's turn to Hebrews.
我们一同翻到
7:26.
七章二十六节
For such a high priest became us holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners.
所以说像这样圣洁无邪恶无玷污远离罪人，这里远离罪人也可以说是与罪人有分别。
He's so much separated from sin.
他就与罪有分别。
And chapter 10 verse 7,
然后第十章第七节
Then I said, Lo, I come in the roll of the book, it is written of meTo do, O God, thy will.
那时我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载。
So our Lord is our perfect model. He's the perfect Nazarite.
所以这里我们看到我们的主是我们这个完全的榜样，他是那真拿细耳人。
To have that complete separation from the world to himself.
他与这个他自己与这个世界有那个完全的分别。
And so he can.Do the will of the Father all the time.
这样他才能说我来要照你的旨意行。
So looking through all these examples of even men and women of faith and so a couple of passages came after me. So the first is from First Timothy.
帮我们读到这些信心的男人女人的故事，也提醒到我一些新约里面的经文。首先我也想到了提摩太前书。
So we see that when the people of God, children has fallen into a declension.
首先我想到这些神所拣选的儿女，他们落在一个退后的光景里面。
No longer can be his witness on earth.
不再能够为他在地上做见证。
He would raise up judges' vessels ready instead to have his will done through.
他就在那里兴起器皿，让这些士师来行他的旨意。
And this burden has much on the heart of Apostle Paul.
因为这同样也是在使徒保罗身上的负担。
So Apostle Paul, after his first imprisonment, he was probably traveling around the Mediterranean.
那保罗使徒保罗那时候在地中海一带旅行的，在他第一次被监禁之后。
So he wrote the first letter to Timothy.
那就在那里向提摩太写了第一封的书信。
Let's read First Timothy chapter 3.
我们一同来看第三章
Verses 15-16
15-16 节
But if I delay, in order that thou mayest know how one ought to conduct oneself in God's house, which is the assembly of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Verse 16, And confessedly, the mystery of piety is great. God has been manifested in flesh, has been justified in the spirit, has appeared to angels, has been preached among the nations, has been believed on in the world has been received up in glory.
大哉敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
So Paul lays the picture before us.
保罗这里就给我们一幅图画。
His church ought to be the pillar and base of the truth.
就是教会应当是真理的柱石和根基。
And in verse 16, the base and pillar is actually the Lord himself.
那其实十六节也告诉我们，这个柱石根基其实就是我们的主自己。
It's nothing else，
并不是其他任何的事物。
But his church failed to be his witness。
但是当教会失去了为他做见证的这个身份
，But God will still have his will and purpose done through chosen vessels。
的这个情形的时候，神就要拣选其中的器皿来使他的旨意成就。
So now we come to the second Timothy. So when Paul is in his second imprisonment as a capital prisoner, ready to be martyred.
所以我们就看到在之后，当保罗再一次在监狱里面预备要殉道的时候，他又写了提摩太后书。
He shows us another picture.
他就给我们又看到另外一幅的图画。
Let's read Second Timothy,
提摩太后书
Chapter 2, 19 to 21,
二章十九节到二十一节
Yet the firm foundation of God stands.
然而神坚固的根基立住了
So let's pause here first. So we read about his church ought to be the base and pillar of his truth.
之前我们看读到教会应当是真理的根基和柱石。
Even not so, but his the base, the foundation stands.
虽然教会的情形不能完全的显出来，但是他的坚固的根基立住了。
He will raise up his chosen vessels.
然后他要兴起他所拣选的器皿。
Let's read on. Having this seal, the Lord knows those that are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord withdraw from iniquity.
上面有着印记说主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
Here is the picture. But in a great house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If therefore one shall have purified himself from these, in separating himself from them,He shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified, serviceable to the master, prepared for every good work.
然后就给我们一幅图画，在大户人家不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
I believe it's very dear to God's heart to have the whole house, his house as his witness.
我想在神的心中，他实在是盼望他的全家都能够来做他的见证。
But his house has fallen to a big house.
但是他的家如今成为了一个大的家，大户人家。
So now here is a calling to having his will done, through men and women that are willing to open their hearts to really become vessels of honor.
所以他这里主就有一个呼召，要呼召那些信心里面的这些男人女人来能够成为他贵重的器皿。
And with this, Paul has a goal, and it's a common goal to us as well.
这不仅是保罗他的目标，也应当成为我们的目标。
Second Timothy. Chapter 4, verse 8.
所以提摩太后书四章八节
Henceforth the crown of righteousness is laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will render to me in that day, but not only to me, but also to all who love his appearing.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主道的那日要赐给我的。不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
So as we go back to the passage in Hebrews 10, we also read the men and women of faith, they kept their faith by God just for that the Lord's appearing.
所以这就让我们回想到希伯来书第十章那里，这些人他们保守神所给他们的信心，乃是要盼望主的来再来。
For his reward，
盼望主给的赏赐。
For his crown of righteousness，
就是这公义的冠冕。
So may all of us we be aroused just to be want to be these vessels of honor。
所以愿意神兴起我们来成为有这个盼望成为他贵重的器皿。
His will be done. He can make his will done in his way. But it's most dear to him that there could be vessels he can use to have his will done on earth as in heaven.
实在神总是有他的办法使他的旨意成就，但是他这里看重这些器皿他能够兴起来来使他的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
Let's commit the word to the Lord maybe a few prayers to close our time.
祷告来结束。
See the failure of your people, we also see your mercy. As you raised up one deliverer after another. Lord, we thank you for our ultimate deliverer, Christ. We thank you that we see the example of people with faults and fears to accomplish your purpose. But we do agree with.Separated from the Lord and accomplishing your will. Commit ourselves to you.
我们感谢赞美主，谢谢主赐给我们的不破信心的话语，借着弟兄是吧，也让我们的信心得到坚固，看到这些属神的所拣选的贵重的器皿是吧，虽然他们的信心是非常的微小，但是他们的信心却像芥菜一样是活泼的，是有功效的主啊，通过经过你自己的试验洁净以后主啊，能够使用他们主啊，成就你的旨意。耶稣，我们感谢赞美主，谢谢主，这样祷告奉主耶稣的名。
The light and zeal, you would cleanse, then how you cleanse them, and then use them for your purpose, and you do the same to the same.
主啊，谢谢你的大爱和同在，谢谢你圣灵的光照与开启，是你借着你自己仆人的口向我们讲明了你在隐藏话语中的真理和奥秘。因你的话语没有一句是不带着能力和大能的，因你的话就是灵，就是生命，而我们得着这信心和生命都是神赐给我们的。你旨意的成就是对我们有了一个清楚的呼召，而我们也有了一个清楚的看见和负担，因此是你给了我们这样的一个智慧和能量，让我们拥有了从主而来的勇气和信心，让我们在每一次的征战和挣扎中都能紧紧地抓住主和靠主得胜，因为离开主我们就什么都做不成，也 因此我们要放下一切向主交托，凡事都不要去靠己、靠车、靠马，唯有靠神行事，才能成就。愿神的国降临，愿神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。让我们都能顺服合一在神的脚前，使我们成为神可用的器皿，使生命改变，使信心增大，去为主结出那，去为神结出那出手的果子，把一切的荣耀都归于神，直到永远。以把内意，以上祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Father, we want to thank you for your love and your presence, and how you have given us this light to speak your words to us.
your words are full of power and spirit and life. We are able to receive from you. May your will be done that you have been calling us, that we would often see and have this burden for you, that you're the source of wisdom and faith, that we would fight the good fight of faith, hold fast to your victory, and that in you, that we will lay down ourselves to rely on you, that your kingdom come, your will be done, and may we obey you, that we can be usable vessels, and may we bear the fruit and give you all glory and honor in your name.
Amen.